Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11. The words of the godly are a life-giving fountain. The words of the wicked conceal violent intentions. We are so used to drinking clean water from our taps that it's hard to think of those times in history when that wasn't possible. And of course, it still isn't possible in many parts of the world today. In the time when the writer of Proverbs composed this book, water was either drawn from cisterns that collected rainwater, or from wells or springs. The problem with both cisterns and wells was that the water may well have been standing there for a long time and could be full of disease. The very best source of water was a fountain or a spring that brought clean, life-giving water. It was a powerful image that everyone would have understood. And the writer was indicating that the words of the godly will be a blessing wherever they go. The problem with words is that it's so easy to use them casually. Often we wish we could eat our words because they've done no good. Towards the end of his life, Winston Churchill said, "During a long life, I've had to eat my own words many times, and I've found it a very nourishing diet." We need to pray each day that we'll choose our words well and that we won't be afraid to be silent when we have nothing good or life-giving to say. Pythagoras, the Greek philosopher, said, "Either be silent or speak words that are better than silence." Now there's the challenge. As ever, the writer of Proverbs gives the scary alternative. And it's scary because words can easily be destructive. Selfish, unkind words can do lasting damage. But thank God that we're in union with Jesus, the source of life-giving water, who said, "Those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again." It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. May our words be like his, providing life to those around us. Now let me ask you a question. Who do you know whose words are like a life-giving fountain? And what have you learned from them? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to use our words carefully. May they bring encouragement and strength to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.